This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic contenders have stood unified in their goal to unseat President Donald Trump from the White House. But there was much they disagreed on, which they highlighted during a Thursday night debate. At the same time as the debate, President Trump, speaking at the 2019 House Republican Conference member retreat dinner, said that he can't believe Senator Elizabeth Warren is in serious contention against former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
I hit Pocahontas way too early. I thought she was gone. She's emerged from the ashes. And now it looks like she could beat Sleepy Joe. He's fallen asleep. He has no idea what the hell he's doing or saying.
The debate stage is an opportunity to establish more dominance in the polls to close the lead that frontrunner Vice President Joe Biden has. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders trail behind Biden. The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held up by the White House. White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon, another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. Climate change activists are planning to disrupt flights Friday at Britain's Heathrow Airport by flying drones close to Europe's busiest travel hub. British police on Thursday arrested five members of the environmental group Heathrow Pause in an attempt to thwart that protest. But the group said it has at least 70 more drone pilots at the ready, and the action will carry on as planned, peacefully and nonviolently, regardless of the events. They say they have contingency measures. This is a